All right. Could we give a big round of applause to all the children, all the youth, all the teachers, all the people in the backstage? That was unbelievable. Thank you so much for putting that on. It was really, really great. Christmas is the time when we celebrate something that is really unbelievable. There are things that were unbelievable that we talked about here, but let me just point out a couple of things that are, maybe you know these things already, but maybe you don't. There are a couple of things that are unbelievable here on earth that unbelievable but true. For example, do you know that octopuses, how many hearts do they have?
Three.
What? You all know already? Adults, did you know that? An octopus has three hearts. I don't know of anything else that has three hearts. How about this? What is this? This next one. It's a shark, but it's a kind of a special shark. Do you know what kind of shark it is? It's green and white. It lives in a place that has the color in it. Greenland. It's a Greenland shark. Do you know how long it lives? How many years? 1 million. Come on. That's too many. But it lives a really, really long time. Anybody know? Caleb? 1,000, that's a really good guess. But it takes the climax out of my talk. But it actually, 400, that's really good. Actually, nobody really knows, but scientists think that it lives from 400 to 500 years. 400 to 500 years, that's unbelievable, but it's true. Greenland shark, look it up. How about this? There are stars in the sky. There are lots and lots of stars in the universe. Let me ask you, which one is bigger number? The number of stars in the universe or number of the grain of sand in all of the beaches here on Earth? Raise your hand if you think stars bigger. The grains of sand. Raise your hand if you think that number is bigger. Well, I'm sorry to make you be ashamed, because it's actually the number of stars in the universe. There are billions and billions and billions of stars in the universe, and we can't even count it, we can't even imagine it. But it's true, it's unbelievable, but true. Well, let me ask you, children, in the play Mary and Papa, what was the unbelievable fact that Papa really just couldn't believe? What was the unbelievable fact? No, Fisher of Men, you're not listening to my question here. What is the unbelievable fact? What was Mary's father really had a hard time believing? Fine? 100 is not the question. Adults, what was the big fact that Mary's dad could not believe? What was it? Were you not listening? Somebody? Yeah? That Mary's virgin birth, that Mary did not have a husband, but she gave birth. Mary's dad could not believe it, but it's true. It happened. Yeah, Mary did not have a husband, but had a child from God. That's an unbelievable thing that we celebrate over Christmas. Actually, I know that some people think, people back then believed anything. This is not true. They knew that you needed a husband and a wife to have a baby. They couldn't believe it even back then. But we know that this is true, and we celebrate this. At the heart of Christmas, this is an unbelievable fact. Let me ask you, this is a word called supernatural. At the heart of Christmas is a supernatural event. Let me tell you what somebody wrote about this. The virgin birth is posted on the guard of on guard at the door of the mystery of Christmas, and none of us must think of hurrying past it. It stands on the threshold of the New Testament, blatantly supernatural, defying our rationalism, informing us that all that follows belongs to the same order as itself, and that if we find it offensive, there is no point in proceeding further. You know, we as Christians believe in a supernatural thing, unbelievable thing. And actually, this is necessary. We need to believe this for many different reasons. But one reason is because the virgin birth tells us that God, that Jesus is fully God and fully man. Fully God, because he had who as the Father, Jesus? God, the Father. He had God the Father as Father, but he also had, Jesus also had a mother who was fully human being, Mary. But actually, here's another thing about this. We need somebody who, is like fully God and fully man to come and rescue us. The virgin birth tells us that only God can save. Only God can save. The natural things here on earth, we're helpless. Raise your hand if you sin. If you have not raised your hand, you're deceiving yourselves. Actually, those are not my words. Those are the Bible's words. We all sin. Raise your hand if you know that you are going to die. That's all of us. You see, we are helpless in front of sin and death. And all that we do, everything that we do as human beings, we cannot save ourselves. Something else outside of us needed to come and save us. And that's what this virgin birth means, that it's God became a human being to save us. And here is another unbelievable but true thing. When Jesus was born, where did God, the God who has everything in the, on earth, where did God send Jesus to? Did he send to the fancy hospital at the peak? No. Did he go to the fanciest hotels? An inn, a barn, a stable. Why? Well, because God wants us to know that you don't have to be rich to come to him. You don't have to be powerful to come to him. Anyone who would come to him, Jesus, God will say, you are mine. I receive you. I want you to be my children. I want to save you. Anyone. Salvation is available for anyone. Here's another thing, unbelievable but true fact. Why was Jesus born? To save everybody. And in order to save us, what did he need to do? Save us from our sins. Sacrifice us. A sacrifice. Where? On the cross.
Sacrifice on the cross.
You know, when you guys were born, your parents have lots of dreams about for you. Your parents want you to do something. They want you to accomplish things. They want you to live. You know what? God sent Jesus to die. His mission was to die on the cross. That's what God did because he loves us. He sent his son, Jesus, to die for us. This is an unbelievable thing, but this is true. And I hope for all of you children and adults in this Christmas season, I hope every Christmas song that you hear, every Christmas gift that you receive, you'll remind yourselves that on Christmas, we celebrate something that is unbelievable, but true. That we are sinners, but God loves us so much that he sent the greatest gift. And if you're a visitor with us, I hope you'll come back. We come back and explore these things. There are many reasons why we can be confident that this is true, but come back and visit us. But can I pray for us as we end? Yeah? Let's close our eyes. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you so much that you are God who loves us so much, that you sent your son, Jesus. Lord, we know that many people find this unbelievable, but we know that this is true. And we know that this is true. And we pray that in this Christmas season, you'll fill our hearts with the joy of knowing this fact, that even though we're sinners, we're loved beyond our imagination, that you've sent your son Jesus to save us, that he died and rose again, that there is a new world that is coming because you are our Savior. Lord, we thank you so much, and we pray that you'll help us now to celebrate this. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.